It's Thursday. You know what that means. Welcome back to the podcast, 4.0 in Life, with me, your host, Dina. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow, and hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. Ever wonder when you'll meet the right one? Guess what Cupid just delivered? Your perfect match. Earth Chimp Vegan Protein. From the first sip, it's a love story written in flavors, sprinkled with clean ingredients, 1 billion probiotics, and love for you and the environment. Chocolate, vanilla, and plain and unsweetened, all for a delicious taste. Head on over to earthchimp.com and use code thequeenbuzz.com. That's thequeenbuzz, D-O-T-com, in all capital letters. I promise, it's love at first taste. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast, 4.0 in Life. It's me, your host, Dina. Solo, sadly, no guest this week. And also, I admit, I do not have a video for today. And that's mainly because I've got a lot going on, a lot of planning, and I really wanted to just make an episode with you, hear my voice, not posting to YouTube, no video this week. But I do encourage you to head back to the last few episodes, because the last three episodes I recorded, I rang in the new year with Amanda Bertoncini, and she is creator of thedrinkhanky.com. And this was, if you don't know, a sleeve that would fit over your cup. Now, we're talking about 2009, 2010, and it would help with any condensation if it was too hot. It made your cup look awesome, like made your cup look bougie. And then Amanda was picked up by Bravo for Princesses of Long Island, Long Island Princesses. Why can't I say that without having trouble? So I shared that interview with Amanda, and I promise a part two. I have to schedule with Amanda. We have to get that going, especially since it is literally going to be February in tomorrow. Tomorrow's February. That is insane. Today is the 31st if you're listening in, and tomorrow is going to be the 1st of February. So we blew through January, and I've been loving it. Then I did my 200th episode, which I was super excited about, and I exuded everything that I want for this year. And I'm also going to do a part two of this episode of where I'm at and what my expectations are. And then last week I had the honor of hosting a beautiful human being, Morgan from Go Nanas, co-founder of Go Nanas, recently named Forbes 30 Under 30. Not only did we get to know more about Morgan and how the brand was created, but Morgan shared something really intimate with us. And not a lot of people will jump on a podcast for the first time and just divulge, right? We don't always peel away all the layers, if you will. Blah, 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 blah. Morgan shared that she is a business owner, right? She's an entrepreneur. She's making moves. She's making things happen from early years of college to now. And she also shared that it wasn't something overnight. This wasn't an overnight success. She's been building this brand for many, many years, got hit over the head in 2020, and now has brought this brand to national, store-wide, food shops, you name it, they are there. And she also shared the importance of mental health and how she herself makes that a priority, because she has suffered from moments in her time where mental health was a struggle for her. And still, she is pretty much balancing her real life outside of Go Nanas, her massive brand that is blowing up, and also taking care of herself with mental health. And I was just in awe that she shared that, because not many people are willing to pull that curtain open and say, hey, welcome to my life. This is what happens when the lights go down and the curtains close. And I could not thank her enough for that. And I think it's really important that if you are, you know, suffering from mental health issues, concerns, anxiety, depression, whatever it is, it's okay to speak out. It's okay to ask for help. I know that that sounds easier said than done because I myself did not ask for help and I suffered in silence for a long period of time. But I do know the rewards from speaking out and getting help and having mentors and people that just guide me in the right direction. And that's the only reason I am where I'm at today. So I really, really think that part of the interview, and if you didn't catch it, please do check it out. It's on the YouTube if you just search thequeenbuzz.com. And also on this podcast, you're listening in, it was last week's episode. And I really just do think that was the turning point of the interview. I did not expect that, but I love that she shared that because it just made her so much more real. Not that she's not real, she's not AI, but it just allowed the world to see that she is a machine. She is a girl boss, but she still is real. She is not perfect all around where everything just goes her way. She has fought, she has climbed mountains, and she has got her business to where it is while dealing with real life problems, being in a relationship, and you know, when 2020 hit the world, it just like took a huge, massive trash fire on us and she made it happen. So please check that episode out. I cannot thank her enough for that. And then the other thing that I was just posting all over, I had the pleasure of being on Kim D's podcast, Get Real with Kim D. She is on Patreon, so you have to check it out there. And that was pretty funny. That was surreal. There was two parts to it. We recorded for a good amount of time. And I just think it was just, I had a ball. I was cracking up. Angel recently made a song out of a statement she said that I am not going to say on this podcast because we are not E-rated. We are a clean podcast, so I'm not going to say it, but she's great. She's doing great things. I'm super excited for Kim. I'm happy that she has her own podcast and she is going in her own direction. So here we are, another episode. And I started thinking about what I said in my 200th episode about matching my energy. And then something came from that where I was talking to my husband about this. And I think this is part of it. It's not just about someone matching your energy. It's also about someone being on your level. And I don't mean that in a way like you're used to saying, like, you're not on my level, step down. Like, no. I don't mean that. What I mean is, I said in the last podcast, my 200th episode when I was solo, you know, and I said also with Morgan, I said, sometimes what happens is when we're growing a business, when we're building a brand, when we're becoming an influencer, when you're starting, whatever it is you're starting, you see people on the sidelines and you, from afar, you see them cheering, and I'm air quoting cheering. And then later you find out that they're not cheering for you. They're actually cheering that and hoping you fail. And it comes to a shock in the beginning when you are someone who's building a brand, trying to create something like everything you love, you're putting time and effort to it. And it breaks you down because you honestly thought for a moment that these people that you associate yourself with were cheering you on, yet they were hoping you fail. And unfortunately, that's going to happen in many industries. And I started to think about how that has happened a lot through my life from when I first started blogging. And then in the midst of it, like having people invite me to events, and then I thought people were cheering for me, and let alone I found out that they were just hoping, you know, I'd fail. I was at an event once and my mic just wasn't working and they were like giggling. And another event I was at, I had my mic and someone said to me, hey, this influencer is bigger than you. We need your mic. And I said, excuse me? Like, I kid you not. Yeah, this influencer is bigger. Well, they didn't call it influencer. This blogger is bigger than you, so we're going to need to borrow your mic. And now here I am waiting to interview. And like some clown, I gave them my mic because I thought if I did them a favor, they would do me a solid. That didn't work out. However, I did capture great footage and everything, and I started to realize that that person wasn't cheering me on. They were hoping I'd fail, and look what I did. I just handed them over the silver platter. So with years of experience in blogging, helping mom and pops, PR them, helping them grow, learning some ins and outs with the business, working with Kim in the fashion industry, in the clothing industry, and learning a lot about the Housewives and Jerseylicious and doing all these reality shows, meeting influential people like Vince Camuto, I learned that if you're not on my level, then I don't want to go down to yours. Meaning, if you're not here for me, if you're not here to hype me up, and I don't mean that like you always have to be my cheerleader, and this is echoing a lot of the last episode, if you're not wanting to support me, that's fine, but I'm not going to go down to your level where you want me to be. I don't ever want to apologize for trying new things. I don't ever want to apologize for having a talent. That is insane. I don't ever want to apologize for doing something I love. And I don't ever want to just do one thing. That is not who I am. I called myself Agila Trades. And sadly, someone took that and said that if I'm not good at one thing, then I'm going to fail at all things. I can gladly say that my bucket list has been checked off so many times. From the smallest thing like doing a cartwheel after I tore my ACL, to being a published author, to having a podcast that's going to be 5 years old this year, to getting to interview someone who's on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. Like, I interviewed someone on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. And yes, I am a brand ambassador of the business, but it also took a lot of courage to ask and say, hey, would you want to be on my podcast? Morgan easily could have said no, but she didn't. So the things that I'm doing differently this year, and the things that I'm going to continue into February, because January was exactly what I wanted it to be, because that's what I put in the universe. I wanted nothing but positivity and productivity. So February, ask yourself, what are you going to do to continue that? Me, I'm going to keep reaching out to people that are on my level and want to succeed and want to grow and want to be part of a community that is just positive. I'm going to collaborate with these people. I'm going to say, hey, I have a podcast. It's called 4.0 in Life. We talk about great things, and that sometimes it's totally okay if we're C-plusing our life. Would you like to be on my podcast? I've done that twice so far, and I've got two yeses. Two yeses from some big influential people. And I don't know how or how, I don't know, because messages when you send them on Instagram, they get lost, right? But I got two yeses. And to me, that's a win. I'm working with more brands and getting to collaborate and finally understanding the importance of these brands that have been backing me from day one. Those are the brands I want to be with. I don't just want to be with the brands that are throwing me a free chapstick every now and then, like, hey, here. No, I want to work with the brands like Earth Mama Organics. They get me. They love me. I love their product. Earth Chimp, the best protein in the world. And I'm not just saying that because I work with them. It's because it legit is what it is, and they get what I need and want. I'm a full-time mama. I'm a full-time teacher. I need to do all the things and stay fueled, and they get it. Find your brands. Find your people. Find them on your level. Do not put yourself down a level to make friends, to meet friends, to make friends want to be your friend. Also, don't go too high up. Not unless you're ready. I always say take the leap, right? Just close your eyes and take the leap. I'm looking at things a little differently now. Now that I'm 40 years old, there's things that are different. I have a family. I have two little children. I have a husband. I have a family that I truly love. I am willing to take a leap, but not without doing a little homework. When you get older, things are different. You have more responsibilities. My family is everything. In 2010, I didn't have kids. I leaped so often. I leaped so often that I chipped the front of my Christian Louboutin shoes. And yes, I can go to Rego Brothers in Morristown and get them fixed. However, I am lazy and I have yet to do that. They are my nude Pigalles that I need to get fixed, and I still haven't done it yet. But yeah, I leaped that often that I chipped the front shoe. and the patent leather is missing. And it bothers me so much. So Regal Brothers, if you're listening, I will see you soon. This is where I'm at. I now believe in putting it in the universe. I know that sounds silly. I know some of you are like, that's ridiculous. But there is success in many ways. There is success in a little bit more, a little more, more, and you reach it. Then there's success in a lot, a little, a little, a little, and then you go back up again. And then there is success in this little bit and then full blown, yes, oh my God, and then you fall down again, but then you build back up. I now see that there are so many different avenues that I closed off because I just believed that there was one path. I'm putting it out in the universe that this is the way to go. I have to make sure people are on my level. I need them to be as urgent, as excited, and as positive as I am. And that's how I'm going to 4.0 my life. Chills, right? I have these motivational moments, and this is one of them. This is also why I didn't want to record a video, because sometimes I feel like I find my best self just speaking into the microphone that I so much love and adore, as I used to sing into this microphone many years ago, and I think I need to do it again. So with that being said, I want to thank every single one of you for listening in, tuning in. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate every single moment that you listen in, tune in, and now watch all my interviews. If you're a mom and pop, if you are a brand, if you are a stay-at-home mom or dad just striving, thriving, because I'm not, I want you to email me. thequeenbuzz@gmail.com. I want you on my podcast. I want to hear about everything you do. I want to hear about the struggles. I want to hear about the growth. I want it all. Hit me up on the Instagram, thequeenbuzz.com. It's thequeenbuzz.com. We're going to talk more every single Thursday. Subscribe, follow, do all the great things, share with your friends. And yes, I can't wait to talk more next Thursday. Bye, friends. Hello, gorgeous. In today's world, immune support is the new self-care. We've got you covered with precisely blended herbs that support your immune system and taste like a party in your mouth. When cold and flu season is breathing down your neck, it's time to steep a cup of organic elderberry immune tea. To your immune system, it's a declaration of love. It's a friendship bracelet, a bouquet of flowers. Keep it in your cabinet, right next to the humidifier, an extra box of tissues. She won't fold your laundry, but she'll swoop in just like your mama does when you need help and comfort. You might think that this little lady was already the most popular gal, aka royalty, one might say, but she could use a little extra love. What we want to know is, how do you elderberry? Head on over to earthmamaorganics.com and get yours now.